What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of What You Gonna Watch. Today, we are reviewing Moxie. So, I don't really watch movies that often, you know, from time to time. And this time, I decided to watch Moxie. Well, actually, I didn't even know it was a movie until I, clicked on it. And I was like, oh, it's a movie. You know, but I still watched it anyways. And it turned out to be a really, really good movie. So there's this kid out of high school, right, named Mitchell Wilson, and he's the captain of the football team, everyone's favorite guy. You know, of course, him being the favorite guy, being the captain of the football team, you know, not very much happens to him. You know, he can get in trouble, but because, you know, all that stuff, it sort of, like, goes by. Like, nothing happens, right? You learn this later in the movie, but apparently he had a girlfriend who he raped, right? And, you know, no one knew, right? And, so it pretty much all started in English class or something like that. And, there was a new student named Lucy, I'm pretty sure. But, and the teacher asked everyone, you know, what they thought of the book, like the feminine side or something like that. And, you know, she was raising her hand saying, oh, we shouldn't be asking that question, we shouldn't be reading this book, blah, 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 and, you know, went on and all that stuff. And then, of course, you know, Mitchell had a butt in there and say things. And, of course, you know, he was like, we should be reading this book. This book is a good book. Why would you say it's not a good book? And she was like, oh, I never said it's not a good book. And, you know, eventually, you know, everyone agreed. The teacher agreed with Mitchell and not Lucy. So, yeah, that didn't go very well. But little did Lucy know, there was someone in the background, Vivian, who was paying attention to what she was saying and thought it was important what she was saying and that she made a really good point. So, I'm pretty sure it was that day. She came home and she made this little, maybe like 3-4 page little book thing filled, and she named it Moxie, right? And it pretty much started from there. So she made it, right? I don't know exactly what she put in it, but I know on the back she said that Mitchell, oh, they did these list things, and you know, one of the girls rated, the person who got raped got rated most bangable, which not really good, and then someone from the soccer team, you know, got rated the best butt. You know, she didn't really like that either. So, you know, people are getting voted things that they didn't really like, right? And so she was also saying that on the back. She voted him and his best friend Jay. I don't know if they're best friends, but him and his best friend Jay, stupid or something like that. You know, they're like, oh yay, we won, congrats, you know. So yeah, but yeah, and the thing was, I think it was the next day, the packet, whatever, said for the next day, write stars and hearts on your hand for support. And she did it, and she came to school, and no one was doing it, right? But, and, you know, she felt awkward or stupid or something like that. And, oh, by the way, she left these, she, made 50 copies of it and put them in the bathroom, at least half of them in the bathroom and some elsewhere, I don't know. But either way, she was looking around, she saw no one reading them, no one had any, right? And when the stars came, and no one had stars, she went to wash off the stars in the sink. And that's when two people came out of the stalls and were washing their hands, and they had stars on their hands. And, you know, it was cool. You know, that is pretty much what motivated her to continue. So, you know, they talked for a little bit. And then the next day, I think it was the next day, anyway, she saw so many people reading them. Almost everyone had them. So it was really cool. And then, you know, things proceeded. At a party, they had their first Moxie meeting, and she decided to keep her identity a secret, right? And she also ran into this guy that they knew in, like, second grade or something like that. It was, like, short, and he grew, and then she, you know, liked him and all that stuff, but he liked her, too. Anyways, she kept her identity secret. They had the first meeting. They tried to get see who it was, the first meeting, but, you know, she didn't speak up. So while she was, I think it was the next copy or something like that, she dropped him, and that's whenever he found out that she was the one who's grading him. She asked him not to tell anyone, you know, he agreed, because, you know, he likes her and all that stuff, and he thought it was pretty cool, so yeah. So he's not the only one who knows. Also, her best friend, I don't know if she knows by this point, but I have a feeling she does, I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, so he knows now, and they end up dating, but things are good, right? More and more people are, you know, knowing about it and participating. Like, the next thing they did was wear a tank top, right? Because one of the girls, was wearing a tank top, and, she had to go home because she didn't have anything to cover up with when the girl sitting beside her had the exact same tank top on. But she was also voted something, too. So, yeah. Anyways, so, they decided to wear, tank tops, because of the dress code, you know? And no one had to go home or anything like that. So, yeah. And then the last thing they did towards the end of the movie, also the tank top things, sort of put a wedge between Vivian and her friend's, Claudia's relationship. So, yeah, because, you know, she didn't participate in it, and then she got upset, like, oh, you don't care? And she's like, of course I care. You know, it just, yeah, all that stuff, just drama. Lots of drama. Anyways, so they did the tank top thing, and then the last thing they did, of course, I'm cutting around here, but the last thing they did was she wrote on the school bell, whenever the bell rings, leave school. And the English teacher, I'm gonna go backwards in time, right? And Vivian, you know, felt like, because they wanted someone, the captain of the soccer team, they wanted her to get nominated. They nominated her, right? Because whoever won was gonna get $10,000 towards any scholarship. Towards a scholarship for school, college, you know, and, of course, the only nominee was, was none other than Mitchell, right, and they didn't want him to win, and you needed four votes for them to become a nominee, so that they could actually win, and, she got five, actually, you know, they were, like, stood up, like, I nominate her, and then, so it was, like, I second, I third, I fourth, I fifth, you know, yeah. Anyways, but then she did it, and they did these, and you know, they were for sure that she was gonna win, but it was the night of the game, because they were gonna vote during halftime, or they had to had it in before halftime, because halftime is when they were gonna announce it, right? And I don't know if it was that day, but Mitchell went onto news, I don't know what it was. But, anyways, he stated that he was a victim, and that, I should be careful, he was basically saying you should vote for me because you don't know who Moxie's gonna come after next. I'm a victim of this, blah, blah, blah. And he won. He got the $10,000 scholarship and all that, and she was so upset, she got drunk, and she came home, and she pretty much gave up. And then, in the bathroom, she saw a note that was sent to Moxie, which then hears when it comes in, and she's saying, it was anonymous, and the note said that she was raped last year, and all that stuff, and you know, she said, can you help me, right, and so that's whenever they did, for the school bell, go outside school, you know, and this is when the English teacher said, that's when he said, he read something from the, school rules, something like that, saying that it's an act, that it's saying that you're with Moxie, and you could be suspended or expelled or something like that. But then he said, I'm fully with you, and he showed his hands, and on his palm he had a heart and a star, right? And then everyone walked out, and that is whenever she announced that she was Moxie, right? And then a few of them told their stories, and that's when the girl came up and said said what happened about her being raped and all that stuff. So yeah, it was a very interesting movie. Yeah, I give it 10 out of 10 for sure. Anyways, I think that's good in today's episode. If you guys enjoyed, and you have any questions or show suggestions, then leave a voice message. And yeah, if you haven't seen Moxie, I highly recommend it.